Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. FBI Director Christopher Wray, testifying this week on Capitol Hill, says America is primed for another terrorist attack.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, on Fox News last night, responds.
The failures of the whole administration of what's happening at the border. And so we've had it open for almost 3 years now. We've had millions and millions of people come in, and also known terrorists. And so it would not be surprising to us if terrorist cells are setting up shop around the country. Secure the border. That's what the American people want. It's a top priority of ours, but it has not been for the White House.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell told reporters the central bank will not raise the Fed's interest rate at their next meeting. The interest rate is what banks pay the government for money, which in turn combats inflation. But the side effect is what we're seeing now in America. Everything is very expensive. It's the second meeting in a row the Fed held interest rates steady following 11 rate hikes, including 4 this year. A New York Republican delegation attempting to expel George Santos from the House of Representatives failed to win a majority last night, much less the two-thirds majority needed to accomplish their goal. The final vote was bipartisan, 179 to expel, 213 against, and 19 members voting present. Santos still faces multiple criminal indictments for fraud and identity theft. The Texas Rangers are World Series champions. Texas defeated Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 last night. Shortstop Corey Seager is the MVP. USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
President Biden was on the campaign trail yesterday.
President Biden visiting Minnesota and emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
It's about making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. The president emphasized that young people in these regions should have opportunities for employment without having to leave their homes. I'm John Schaefer.
Would you want to buy a haunted house? You'd be surprised what people think.
Turns out, most people would. A new Zillow survey found that 67% of people in the market to buy a house would absolutely purchase one that was haunted, as long as it was in good condition, a good location, and it was affordable, or maybe it had some other big appeal. Some people actually want a home that has ghosts. Nearly 30% say they were more likely to buy a house if it was labeled as haunted. I'm Corey Myers.
President Biden is meeting the presidents of Chile and the Dominican Republic this afternoon in the Oval Office. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let me ask you, do you think you're getting any help from your government to get back on track? I mean, has that thought crossed your mind? I mean, Christopher Wray, I cannot believe his statement. I mean, talk about a day late and a dollar short. I mean, after the cows have already left the barn, he says, I just want you to know, we've got increased terrorist threat. Really? I mean, this has been going on for 3 years, and now all of a sudden you woke up, you and Mayorkas. Well, Mayorkas is still asleep. I think they're giving him heavy drugs or something. Maybe he's sharing them with the president. God only knows. Well, this week, as you know, the FBI director, he warned America of an increased terrorist threat. The counterterrorism expert and former FBI agent John Guandola joins us now to put it in perspective. John, am I being too cynical here?
No. First of all, good morning, Bill. Great to be on.
Good morning.
No, you are not being too cynical. The FBI director has proven time and again he is incompetent to do what he is doing. And this is, to me, these last few months, if not most of his entire tenure, has demonstrated that.
Yeah. I mean, the open border under Trump, the last year, less than a handful of terrorists, I think it was single-digit numbers. Now, in 2.5 years under Biden, we don't even know how many terrorists are in. They just have estimated. It sounds to me like an estimate of, 170, maybe 100 terrorists that they caught. Well, you know, there's so many gotaways, and in the midst of the gotaways and even people who came across and, you know, that they threw into the interior of our country, they have no idea. They haven't vetted these people. All they've done is, you know, process them like an administrative issue. But even then, it's at the barest minimum. I mean, you don't even know who these people are. I was talking with a former senator the other day, John. I said, my God, at least if these people are coming in, I'd want to know what skill set they got. I mean, I'd run some basic little human resource evaluation on them and see if they're skilled in certain things, maybe along the way as you're doing this, you find out, oh yeah, I'm really skilled at building IEDs. Well, let's set you aside over here for just a moment. But, nonetheless, we've got this massive humanity coming in. Nobody knows who they are, what they're about, and the only thing, you know, for the most part, what we understand is they're so beholden to the cartels that the vision for the next, I don't know, maybe 5-10 years, maybe for the rest of their life, is doing the bidding of the cartels here in America.
Yeah, so there's a lot that you've just shared that I'd like to unpack a few pieces. First, let's talk about the vetting and the people coming across the border, and this is something I've talked about quite extensively. First of all, let me just throw for your listeners that are not aware of some of the depth of these issues. If you go to the FBI's website and look at their outreach partners, the three Islamic organizations they have listed, the Adams Center, the Muslim Advocates, and the Muslim Public Affairs Council, are all Hamas Muslim Brotherhood groups. So if you want to know how criminally corrupt the FBI is, let's start there. And then, you know.
So, but these guys, John, just make sure so we're following you. So these three groups in particular are collaborating with the FBI to bring people into the country. Is that what you're saying?
I am saying they're collaborating with the FBI on all sorts of issues. They're outreach partners. And so this is the point. When the FBI says, hey, these groups are okay, then it's just on the table evidence of how corrupt and criminally negligent the FBI is from the director on down. Mm-hmm. So the entire counterterrorism division, the FBI, is corrupt. They're rotten because they cannot discern friend from foe. And whether it's out of ignorance or intentional, it doesn't matter. It still makes the agents and the leadership criminally negligent because they are promoting Hamas, Muslim Brotherhood organizations. That's just, so, let's just start objectively right there.
Right.
Because then when you go to these other issues, our inability to vet, the fact that Mr. Clinton had Abdurrahman Al-Amoudi as an advisor for 8 years, who was sentenced to 23 years in prison, who is a senior U.S. Hamas leader and a financier for Al-Qaeda, what does that tell us about the Secret Service and FBI vetting? If we look at the fact that the State Department trained Gulbarat Kalimov, who was an ISIS commander, and the U.S. State Department trained him 5 times, including weapons and tactics training inside the United States, you have to ask, how is the State Department vetting people? If we look at a guy like Farouk Mitha, who's on the board of a Hamas organization called M-Gage, who was the Islamic advisor to candidate Joe Biden, and Joe Biden spoke at the M-Gage fundraiser for him, and he promised to bring many of their people into his organization. Where's the Secret Service FBI vetting? The point is, either the Secret Service and the FBI and the State Department, the Treasury Department, and the fill-in-the-blank FBI, CIA, DHS are intentionally bringing terrorists in, or they're completely incompetent at their jobs, and it doesn't matter which it is. It may matter for how we prosecute them if one day we ever have a functional Department of Justice.
Yes.
But what matters now is that's the real, objectively true state of affairs in our government. So there is no proper vetting. It's not possible. Even if we could vet these people, our government agencies are showing that they're incapable of it.
Well, they vet them, but they vet them for all the wrong reasons and the wrong direction. They're not vetting. I mean, you know, they're vetting them and they're getting, you know, the result and information they're getting on these people they're vetting is to serve the FBI purposes. And what you're telling me is the FBI purposes are not, and mission is not consistent with our Constitution or the national security of the American people.
It's certainly, that's the appearance that is projected to the American people.
John, I think that's clear. I don't think that, you know, we can't, you know, just dance around this stuff anymore. I think that's what happens with the FBI and the rest of these officials. It's all about plausible deniability. I mean, you look at the evidence here. You've got to really suspend your own sense of intelligence to think that there's some value when you are surrounded from the inside with groups like this that only want to harm you. And the question the American people have, John, is that why would the FBI do this? What's in it for the FBI?
Well, I think you have to look at what the purpose of the FBI has become, because they're attacking patriots and giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States.
So you're telling me the FBI has become anti-American, is what you're telling me?
That's That's what all the signs to me are pointing to, yes.
I know that's hard to hear, ladies and gentlemen, but look at this is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Check it out for yourself. You know, don't just take our word for it. And we're grateful that John is here with us. He'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent. Just wait. Like to hear from us, John Guandolo, my good friend, who is a former FBI agent and strategist when it comes to being situationally aware for, you know, protecting yourself. Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the danger is near, and you've got to heed this. John's been yelling from the timbers, you know, for over a decade, you know, probably decades here, that we got trouble here in River City. And you're starting to see this. I mean, you're starting to see it on display And, you know, whether it's in Russia, Israel, you know, you say, well, it's got to be there because you got Hamas and all these other things that are going on. And now, you know, we talked to an analyst yesterday and we were talking about, you know, a two-front war. He goes, Bill, it's five fronts now. They're being attacked in five fronts. I mean, they're all coming out. All these jihadis are coming after Israel. And guess what? You know, they've already said after Israel comes the United States. And, oh, yeah, by the way, in case you didn't get the memo, I don't think Mayorkas got the memo, but let me tell you, Hezbollah is camped out in Mexico. I mean, here you are, you're concerned about the Chinese being in Cuba. We got Hezbollah, who's already said they want to destroy America. They want to wipe us out. And, John, what people need to understand, and maybe you can explain to them, that, you see, we're trying to impose our Western idea, an idea of civility, and spirituality, even still, even though we may be postmodern Christian, we just don't have the capacity of wanting to cut heads off of people or putting children into an oven and cook them alive in an oven and to rape girls and drag them through the streets and do this kind of barbarism that was on display. And people are in denial. And what's happening is Israel has released some of this footage. There was a presentation last week, about 40 minutes of it, and it's so that there would not be any denial, almost, you know, reminiscent of what Dwight Eisenhower said after World War II when he had everybody in the media go through these concentration camps so that they could document and see what's going on so that you wouldn't have, you know, plausible deniability or maybe just blanket stupidity in denying that it happened, right?
Yeah, I think... the barbarity, the barbaric acts we're seeing, I think the listeners need to understand. These are things that are lawful in Islam. Mm-hmm. And when you, this is the point, and one of the key points I've made is our leaders, our military generals, our political leaders, our civil government leaders have failed to do their most basic duty. And let me just, at the federal level, I'll focus on that, but I would argue at the state and local level, but at the federal level, to know the enemy.
Yeah.
All the jihadis before 9/11, we can go back to the 1979 Iranian Revolution where Ayatollah Khomeini declared a global jihad. To the 9/11 attacks and all the attacks in Europe, the United States, and elsewhere since. When these people are caught on the battlefields or on the streets of Europe or the United States or they're killed or we see them in open court or we have source information or we have undercover agents recording them, they all say the same thing. It's a command from Allah to wage jihad to establish an Islamic state under Allah's divine law, Sharia.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you know? That's what when we look at textbooks for 10-year-olds in U.S. Islamic schools, whether it's in Minneapolis, Dallas, Wichita, Kansas, or Nashville, they all say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And our adversaries will say one thing to our leaders that's exactly opposite of what they're teaching 10-year-old Muslim children in school. So exactly. Muslims are either lying to their children in Islamic schools or they're lying to our leaders. But it's one of those two. And of course,
well, chances are because of Taqiyya, they're lying to our leaders. That's
right.
Part of their doctrine as well. But the other thing, too, John, I want people to understand and pull this in perspective. You know, you've got a good percentage of people here in America are looking at what's going on in the Middle East. And they're going, is Jesus coming back? I mean, these are end times. This is prophetic end times, apocalyptic kind of events that are taking place. And they're wondering. I mean, people ask me, go, is Jesus about to come back? Well, guess what? Guess who else is asking the question? It's the Muslims, because this is their righteous perspective on this. Is they don't think Jesus is coming back. They think the Mahdi is coming back. And what happens for the Mahdi? What do they have to do before the Mahdi comes back?
Well, so there are in Sunni and Shia Islam, there are. Obviously, because they're Sunni and Shia, there are differences. Now, for your listeners, the vast majority of the Muslim world is Sunni, 90, 85, 90%. of the Muslim world is Sunni. And without going into a history lesson here, the Sunni Islam, which is the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, Hamas, mm-hmm. And if you think of Shia Islam as primarily Iran, which is that's the most of the Shia world, but there are other areas, Bahrain and others that are Shia. The differences are real inside the Islamic construct. So one quick difference is the Sunni believe that the leadership comes out of the community. The Shia believe that the leadership comes only from the direct line of those who Muhammad. Claim to be direct line of the Prophet himself.
Right.
And there's some serious legal differences. And the law, so that's why Sunnis believe the Shias should be annihilated and killed. But they will join forces together against us and against mm-hmm. Israel, always. Now, in a particular group within the Shia, they believe that you can bring the Mahdi back, like the Twelvers believe he's hiding in a well in Iran, and you can bring him back by bringing about the end of the world, so basically starting a cataclysmic event. The Sunnis see it very differently. But since you brought this up, I will say Islam teaches that all of the Abrahamic prophets, and I'm putting that in quotes because they mm-hmm. do not view it the same, that Noah and Abraham and all the way through Jesus are all Muslim prophets, and that Jesus will return to cast all Christians into hell and to kill all the Jews for not converting to Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always, when we talk about this when I teach, I usually will hold up two different items. Let's just say a water bottle and a pen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, philosophy 101 is one can never be the other. And so in Islam, when they talk about, because they will tell you, oh, we revere Jesus too. And we believe he was born of Mary, of a virgin birth. And many ignorant Christians will go, oh, wow, I guess we have more in common than I thought. But the Jesus, the guy named Jesus they're talking about, is going to cast all Christians into hell for not converting to Islam. And he is not the son of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
And so he would actually cast you into hell for believing that. So that can't be the same Jesus who says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody gets exactly. to the Father except through me. The point of me sharing this is you can't understand what's going on if all you have time to do is read a bumper sticker. You need to pull your, and I'm talking to American patriots right now, you need to pull your head out of your backside, and you need to actually understand what it is and what it is they're doing. Because Al-Qaeda has never been wrong when they quote Islamic law in support of what they do.
Exactly. Well, and John, as you're realizing, and you'd said this, and that, you know, when we were talking off the air, as you've got friends of note who have battled you over the years, and now they're seeing the clear signs and coming back to you and go, John, why didn't we listen? You were right. And your admonishment to patriots is, look, at don't just take our word for it. You know, what we're sharing with you, hopefully it motivates you enough to do a deep dive and own your own knowledge, as you'll hear me say over and over again. It's up to you. You are the responsible agent in this democratic republic if we're going to hold on to our freedoms. John Guandolo, thank you, John. Take care. God bless.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Exergen thermometers are proven to be more accurate than non-contact thermometers. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Clinical studies have proven that non-contact thermometers are inaccurate and can miss fevers. Accuracy matters. That's why the Exergen thermometer is trusted and used by medical professionals. Exergen thermometers are available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Choose a trusted and accurate thermometer for personal use. Learn more about why accuracy matters at Exergen.com.
USA News Update. FBI Director Christopher Wray testifying this week on Capitol Hill.
In just the past few weeks, multiple foreign terrorist organizations have called for attacks against Americans and the West. Here in the United States, our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, on Fox News last night, responds.
The failures of the whole administration of what's happening at the border. And so we've had it open for almost 3 years now. We've had millions and millions of people come in and also known terrorists. And so it would not be surprising to us if terrorist cells are setting up shop around the country. Secure the border. That's what the American people want. It's a top priority of ours, but it has not been for the White House.
Thanks for listening, my friend. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest has written, in my humble opinion, I will say, probably the best book you'll ever read about immigration. All the history, the background, clear research, and just clear academic thought about immigration. Sensible solutions for one of the most volatile issues of our day. Immigration, how to avoid its perils and make it work. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks, it's his fault, it's his book, his hard work. But I would say that if you have any interest whatsoever about understanding immigration and how we got where we are today, this is a must read. Again, on the heels of our conversation with John Guandolo about owning your own knowledge, I mean, we bring on guests like this to encourage you so that it will motivate you. Because, you know, we the people... What does that represent? I mean, that's code. Let me tell you, that is code for, you know, you got to get off your butt and honor this country and honor its liberty. Liberty always comes at a price. It's not free. And it's just, you know, it's not always there like the air you breathe. It is something that you have to fight for. Bruce Thatcher joins us now. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks very much for that very gracious introduction. And it's been
a
while.
Yeah, it has. But, you know, and I mean it, Bruce, I just so respect you. And I know our audience loves hearing from you as well, because you bring all your experience and your wisdom, you know, to these topics, whether we're talking about adamant aggressors. I mean, we could spend hours on adamant aggressors because we're surrounded by them, and the people don't understand, as we were discussing earlier, that the open border has brought these adamant aggressors near to us. I mean, they are operating, they're full functioning, they have an infrastructure, and it's, you know, combined with the cartel. And I think people were shocked to find out that all of a sudden, you know, the CPB reported that, oh, my gosh, you know, we have Hezbollah, who's causing all these problems, not just single-handedly, but they're contributing to the problems there in the Middle East, are they have encampments in Mexico. And what are the chances of Hezbollah being already in the interior of America?
Pretty high.
I think, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The border, the situation of the border has, you know, we've been talking, I don't mean just you and I, but Americans and reporters and so forth in general have been talking about the southern border for so long that it's all old news. It's mm-hmm. It hardly gets covered on mainstream media in any way these days. And I think that many Americans are just, you know, it's just in the back of their mind. It's hard, it's closed business. Mm-hmm. And that's bad. That's yeah. really bad because the border is still there. It hasn't gone away. The situation hasn't gone away. And it is the primary gateway into this country of not only a lot of immigrants, true migrants who are seeking to better their lives in legitimate ways, but it is also the main gateway for just about anybody who wants to get into this country for nefarious reasons. Mm-hmm. And I think that much of government in this country is complicit in that situation. I saw
no doubt.
Homeland Security remarks. I think it was yesterday, the day before, just looking the camera and flat out said the border is closed. There's no problems at the southern border. Now,
did he all of a sudden we ended up hiring Baghdad Bob? You remember that? And yeah, now he's become Mayorkas. I mean, because it's like, come on, please, give me a break here. You know, we know it's wide open. We see the numbers. We're seeing video every night, and we can be grateful. I mean, thank God Fox News has got cameras there all the time. And as you said, the mainstream media, they're missing in action. And they should be doing their job. I mean, this is why we have the First Amendment, is to hold our government into account, and they're leaving us vulnerable. Bruce, what happens? I mean, think about it. As horrendous, and even though there's people denying what happened in Israel and Gaza and what Hamas did to innocents there, what would happen if, you know, they're already here, and all of a sudden if they stage a jihad, anything close to what they did upon the innocence of Israel, what do you think would happen here in America?
Well, of course it would. There would be a lot of misery and wringing of hands and crying and genuine shedding of tears over the tragedy that would be the case.
I mean, you're talking numbers. I mean, when they use the comparison numbers of the amount of carnage that they did there in southern Israel, they were saying, in effect, this would be 10 times, you know, in ratio of what happened on 9/11. So
that's right.
Multiply
yeah.
that 10 times here in America. I mean, that's a lot of families. That's a lot of children. That's a lot of daughters being raped and drugged through the street.
The nature of terrorists is that they deliberately target civilians, innocent people, soft targets, and there are so many of those targets in this country, there's no way to stop them if they're here.
Yeah.
There have been various numbers and estimates of how many terrorists and representatives of these various organizations have been slipping through the southern border, mixed in with all of the migrants over the years.
And exactly.
Where do they go? I mean, they're not just coming in and saying to the country. That sort of person, I believe, does not just say, well, now I'm here, I want to live a legitimate life and enjoy all of the legitimate comforts and benefits of living in a free country. That's not likely what they're doing.
Yeah, they're on a mission. They're on a mission for their God. That's what this is. And people need to appreciate that this is a spiritual battle. This is a religious war that's being executed. And meanwhile, while America's danger and threat level, especially you got the pronouncement of the FBI director, Ray, this week, right, talking about, you know, the terror threat in America. And then you got Joe Biden saying, I want to take your guns. What?
That's right. But so much of that is just talk. And the problem with it is not that it's going to in itself lead to actions. The problem is that it's leading to inactions.
Mm-hmm.
And no precautions are being taken. And we're being faced with one of the things I noticed on the news early in the week was a report that talked about the way these migrants come into the country. I mean, it's an organized system.
Oh, sure.
An organized system. Starting in South America and Central American countries, the caravans are organized by entrepreneurs. They are guided. They are guided through each country that they travel through by agents of the governments of those countries, in part to get them through as fast as possible to the United States, or at least to get them through and out of their countries. Yeah. And then they get here, and we have a whole system of mechanisms and things that makes that provides aid and comfort to them when they get here. And all of this is known throughout the world.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody who's interested.
It's down to, we have a cell phone app. Okay?
Yeah.
And like you say, these entrepreneurs that are transporting them, and NGOs, oh yeah, by the way, paid at the American taxpayers' expense. And
they're paying
the tolls, and basically it's a toll to all the trolls there that they have to pass, you know, going through each of these countries, right?
That's right. And it's income for those countries. I mean, there are so many of them. They produce such a stream of income for those countries. Those countries aren't doing anything to stop it. The most they're doing, I believe, is assuring that the migrants pass as fast as possible through
their country. Well, probably in some of them, too, Bruce. We only have about 15 seconds here, and we'll be back with more. But is the other thing is that, hey, if you got some bad people in prisons and people you don't like and incorrigibles, man, I'd get them on the bus and out of Dodge as quickly as possible, right? Just saying. Stay tuned.
What's
we've got
for
more
dinner?
Coming up.
Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, welcome back. Committed to the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. This is Bill Martinez. We are live. We've got Bruce Thatcher with us, the author and founder of History Speaks Today. Bruce, tell people about History Speaks Today, how they can check it out and be up to date with what's going on, because the fact of the matter is we're so distracted, and this is why all this is happening to us, is we're really not paying attention. We are going along to get along. We've been mediocritized. We're dumbing ourselves down, and because we're just so filled up with amusement and distraction. And we think, oh, okay, what's happening in Israel and these threats, and, we may go to war, may not go to war, Russia and Ukraine, China doing what they're doing in the South China Sea. It's kind of okay, because I can still, go to a ball game and have a hot dog, and, life goes on.
Yeah, well, I started History Speaks Today to bring the so what of history to the forefront. We learned, at least in my time, we learned history in terms of names, dates, places, a lot of details, and if you memorize them all, why, you'd get a good grade in the course. But only one course I was ever in ever dealt with the so what of history. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's these things. What do they mean to us today? So I decided to try to deal a little bit more with the so what's of history, and that's History Speaks Today. And what I do is I bring together in a particular subject a number of case studies that demonstrate the so what of how it means. It started with Adam and aggressors. You mentioned that. Mm-hmm. And immigration was the one we're talking about now, where you talk about all the history and the stuff that's going on, and then the book says, so what? And the website says, so what? And people can go to the website and dig into that a lot more.
Exactly.
On the immigration thing and on the border thing, it is so very frustrating. We hear more about it probably here in Texas than is in the news media around much of the country, but we let far more migrants into the country illegally through the southern border than the entire legal immigration system brings in. And yet this country needs far more legal immigrants than we have, than we bring in with the current system to replace declining birth control, declining birth rate in this country, and to support a growing economy. But so that creates a demand.
Yes.
And the illegal, because we won't deal with it legally, the illegal systems and informal systems grow and thrive, and they do thrive.
Yes.
Bringing in illegal immigrants.
Yeah, well, the cartels generated some like $13 billion in profit last year, just as an
example. Oh, yeah. And they're not just transporting people, although that's a big part of it. They're transporting a lot of other awful stuff also.
Right, right.
So
yeah, can you say fentanyl?
That's right.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bruce. And it's interesting here because, you know, my understanding is I think the number when you and I talked about it was somewhere around a million legal immigrants that are allowed in. And we've had a couple of dips along the way during the pandemic and that, but outside of that, generally about a million. And these legal immigrants who come in, they come in without liability. You know, they're not relying on taxpayer money. They have to demonstrate that they have a job. They've got a sponsor here that's going to help them in the assimilation process and the whole deal. Now, when I look out, and what I understand, Bruce, and you can correct me here, is you've got two lines. You've got a line of illegal migrants, you know, coming in from 162 different nations, they tell me. And then we got another line that people have been waiting patiently. In some cases, I talked to a guy from Ireland. He's been waiting for 13 years. You talk to this guy, Bruce, and you say, man, this is the kind of guy who should be in this country. He's got something to offer. And he's sitting on the bench all this time. And meanwhile, we're letting these other knuckleheads come in that want to do damage to our country. This just doesn't make sense. But I understand what you're saying, and you bring up a good point. If we need manpower, why don't we choose the legal line as opposed to the illegal line? Is there just not enough people in the legal line?
Oh, there's plenty of people in the legal line. But we have such a small gate for them to come through that it's a trickle compared to the demand.
Well, I get that. But let's open up the gate to the legal line.
Oh, I agree.
Right?
Absolutely. That's what we need to do. And we need to do it with an efficient, systematic immigration system that serves defined needs of this country.
Mm. Well, we know that we cannot put Mayorkas or Kamala Harris or Joe Biden in charge of that project, right? Are we convinced of that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no project if you do that. It's a tough, and it's a tough problem. It's a tough system to solve. And so everybody, all the politicians walk away from it. They talk about it, but they don't do it.
Why is it tough, Bruce? I mean, because the way you laid it out in immigration in your book, Immigration Ought to Avoid Its Perils and, you know, Make It Work, you know, just it's there's just so much common sense about this stuff. But when you, you know, suspend common sense and you start looking at it at, you know, for personal interest and gain, you know, this is what happens. It seems like you've got officials in our government who are representing us that are looking at these people as chattel. I mean, this is just a way for them to make money, right?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
And you look at the proposals, and there have been some this week and last week. The administration says we got to spend billions more. We want billions more for border control. And they want us. And then you look into it. They want to spend that money for things that will make it more efficient to process illegal migrants. They're not talking about let's take money and build a new, better legal immigration system. They're talking about money that will make it easier and more comfortable for illegals to come to this country and stay in the country. And
yeah, this is all about bureaucratic expansion. They want to grow the government. This is a space, you know, one of those good crises you can't go to waste that allows them to plant bureaucratic seeds and so that they can expand their bureaucratic interests, right?
I think that's true. I do. I think it's a combination of many things. That's a big thing. Another big thing is incredible. I don't know whether ignorance is the right term, but an incredible unawareness of the realities of the immigration and migration system. I just think an awful lot of people in Washington really don't understand what's going on, and I don't know. Maybe they're not big enough to understand it.
Yeah, they don't have the capacity because when you're and I mean this may sound rough, but hear me for a moment. When you are so selfishly centric, you don't have the capacity to look outside of yourself because it's the wrong gospel, wrong church. And this is what's going on. And I know you mean, well, my congressman's real. Yeah, fair. Yeah, probably so. But he is living and she is living in this cesspool of selfishness that are driven for their own interests and not to serve the people. I mean, truly. And the American taxpayer and the voter have got to wake up to this reality because what it is, it's a tough thing. Because even in our own lives, Bruce, it's hard for us. We're not officials, but you know, sometimes it's difficult for people just to be nice. You know, to think in terms of how can I serve my neighbor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And we're talking about okay, can we do this on a governmental level with trillions of dollars available? Oh my gosh, it's just way too tempting, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it's very, very difficult for someone to go to Washington with the finest intentions and not be corrupted in a short period of time. It is such an environment. The parties, the power, the sense of power, the self-importance, and
well, you want to make sure you're at those cocktail parties. You got to be there. You got to be part of the in crowd.
Yep.
Except if you're a Republican, you kind of know that you may not get inside, but they let you look through the window if you're a Republican. It's only the Democrats that are allowed to go in, right?
You can still be part of the system. You have to know your place in the system, but you can be part of the system, and the system looks out for its own. I hate to be so cynical, but I am.
I'm sorry. I probably started that, and I didn't mean to put you. But the deal is, Bruce, we got to be real about this stuff. I mean, because the American people go, wait a minute, I keep voting, and we get the same old stuff, or it's even getting worse, and I don't understand. We're losing control. We have a constitution, and then you get the president of the United States who just obliterates the Constitution, breaks the law, and it doesn't matter, you know. And meanwhile, by the time it gets corrected, we're 4 or 5 years down the road, the Supreme Court enters in and says, hey, you weren't supposed to do that. Well, but meanwhile, we've had 5 years of all kinds of problems and people conditioned to that problem they created, right?
That's right. And an awful lot of it is, there's an old saying in the military and elsewhere that says, I'd rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission.
Exactly.
And every politician knows that it will take a long time for people to, or for the news to get out on what their actions really are, and with the attention span of most of the people, it will be forgotten. It'll be old news. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about today. I don't want to talk about the old news.
Right. And go to History Speaks Today and find out so what, right?
That's right.
You got it. That's Bruce Thatcher. Right. Thank you, sir.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you...